This is Rich Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You've got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland on this Saturday night, July 22. The Reds have just beaten the Brewers on the power of a couple of Ryan Friel home runs. I'm feeling pretty good sitting here with the crack technical staff. Hey, crack technical staff, how's it hanging?
A little to the left?
Yeah. Must be right-handed. So, the trade.
The trade.
What do you think?
Good stuff. You know, it's been, what, over a week now?
Yeah.
You didn't talk about it last week on a podcast.
I couldn't talk about it last week. I'm very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
I can't just come out, you know, I'd just start crying. I mean, no one wants to listen to a podcast of me crying for 15 minutes, so.
Well, maybe someone does, but probably not broad.
That's
appeal.
Yeah, that's not really the kind of porn hits that I'm looking to get.
Oh, man, I don't know. It still feels pretty raw, pretty rough.
It's hard because, you know, the bullpen has been, I mean, it has been good. And
yes,
we have not really felt the loss of what we've lost.
That's true.
But I think that what's obvious is that there's really nothing left. I mean,
right,
there's clearly still a hole in the starting rotation, as we saw painfully tonight with Joe Mays pitching. And what is left to trade for a starting pitcher? Who is going to trade a decent starting pitcher for Jason LaRue?
Right. Jason LaRue seems like someone you'd trade for a reliever.
Yeah, imagine that. And then, you know, we've got Majeski there, who has not turned out to be the fantastical. You know, with Shackelford coming back up tomorrow, we've got too many people in the bullpen. I think that David Weathers is fantastic these days, but he has been adequate. And you're looking at a whole
He's pitching earlier in the game so that when David Weathers all over the place, there's time for the offense to come back.
I suppose that's true. He hasn't been David Weathersing too much lately. We have not been forced to step in the David Weathers that's all over the ground at all. And I just end up thinking we would have been better off if we could have just avoided the entire Majeski part of that trade. I mean,
yeah,
I have
a really, really good feeling about Mr. Bill Bray.
Bill Bray for Austin Kearns straight up.
Oh, yeah.
That would hurt too. They'd probably have to throw in a minor leaguer or some cash or something, you know, whatever. But, and it's not like I said, it's not that we're hurting for the lack of Lopez, though.
No.
I liked Lopez quite well. And the idea that the team added by subtracting Lopez just makes me want to vomit in my own mouth. It's just ridiculous. But you know, he would, you know, bundle him up with LaRue. Maybe you could get a decent starter out of him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Never know now.
You'd have a little bit of something to work with. I mean, but, you know, what are you going to do? The trading, the market for relievers is so tight.
That's right. It's very tight. As we've seen recently, Scott Williamson, a middle reliever, two single-A pitchers.
Yeah, that's the same as Kearns and Lopez.
Right. Bob Wickman, closer, triple-A catcher.
Yeah.
Jeremy Accardo, a middle reliever, for a starting corner infielder.
Hold on for a second there. I want to go back to Bob Wickman. They traded him for a triple-A catcher. You think they would have considered LaRue? He's kind of like a triple-A catcher
sometimes.
He's kind
of like a triple-A catcher, yeah. Some months. And last but not
that's
least...
not really fair because he's been doing really well lately.
And last but not least, my favorite example of the tight reliever market, Eddie Guardado, closer, for one double-A pitcher.
Who got him again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like to think about it too much is really what it comes down to. It's you can look at the team as it is now and you can say, you know, we're doing all right. They have won, what, six of their last eight? Something like that.
And they're doing great. The bullpen is better.
Oh, absolutely. You don't shudder. As long as, you know, Jerry Nairn actually uses the bullpen when
correctly,
it's appropriate.
Yes. He did mostly okay tonight.
Mostly. I mean, we got to see about everyone in the bullpen.
He didn't have a choice with Mays.
Yeah. What, three and two-thirds innings?
Yeah. Ooh. But counting tonight, the bullpen since the second half began is 5-1. and 5 for 6 in save opportunities with an ERA in the mid-3s.
That's a big improvement. That's not something you would have expected to hear a week ago.
No.
Or 2 weeks ago.
So it is better.
Or in all of June.
I guess in that aspect, the trade has worked, but it's just the starters.
The price was so high.
It just seems like, gosh, couldn't we have waited to see if Guardado worked out just by himself, you know, bumping coffee back down to where he had succeeded before? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
Exactly.
Shall we talk about something else?
Yeah, is there anything good that's happening with the... Oh, yeah, well, they're doing well.
Yeah, they're doing real well, you know. And how about Friel tonight, huh? Home runs number 6 and 7.
Two legitimate home runs.
Actually number 7 and 8.
That's right. They didn't even steal one of them away this time.
Well, they did that at Wrigley, right?
So yeah, it hit the weird little overhang on the ivy and then bounced out, and the umpires had a vision impairment, I guess.
Yeah, they weren't going to... Well, I don't know how you could possibly miss the fact that it was bouncing around, but it's okay. I'm over it. Really? Truly? I'm not still bringing it up weeks later.
That's right.
It's you know, but they weren't.
You're not going to, like, put in parentheses his actual home run total for the rest of the year.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. Of course I am. of course I am. But they aren't going to pull any kind of shenanigans like that at Great American. I mean, they know how to give away a home run at Great American Ballpark. They've done it plenty. But as fantastic as Friel was, man. Mays was just as bad, wasn't he? Thank God he didn't play the whole 9 innings.
Yeah. At least Naren did have a quicker trigger this time with him. But who starts next time? Are they going to let him start again?
What a horrible thought. I can't imagine they do they? I mean...
Isn't anyone better? Just...
Maybe they should have Friel pitch. Maybe it's time.
He's not pitched or catched yet, right?
Not that I know of. I think they could potentially go the way of those... spring training type starts where they just have bullpen day and send out one bullpenner after another, and you know, even after the way it ruined Danny Graves to let him go out there and start, they could take that risk, you know. How much could they ruin Weathers?
That's true. There's people in the minors too, I would think. Someone's got to be better. Maybe Belial will be off the DL by then. He could
We just keep holding out for people to get off the DL, and we got Wilson waiting out there. We got Clausen. Are we serious there? Are we ever going to see Wilson again?
It's not looking good.
And Clausen, you know, even when he wasn't on the DL.
Yeah. Well, he didn't suck as badly as Mace, I don't think. Or am I just like...
You know, it's hard to remember. It's like, how much did Williams suck that they were ready to ship him off?
I really can't remember. It's like
it's hard to believe that Mays is any worse than... Yeah. Is any better than him. Or what about, like, Hudson? Whatever happened to Luke Hudson?
I don't know.
He was hopeful, and he's gone. And it's just like all these opportunities, you think, man, gosh, could they have been any worse than Mays? Really? Could they? I don't know. Maybe they could. Maybe, you know, they won tonight. What are we talking about? It's doing fine.
Yeah.
So the 100 game mark is coming up on Tuesday. It's kind of a big day, and that it means absolutely nothing at all except for that. The game wrap titles are going to be one character longer.
All games mean the same, right? You know, a win in April is the same as in
win in July or
July,
something.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if you look at like the Cubs organization, the ones.
Why would you do that?
Masochism.
There are a lot of Cubs bloggers and people go into the game still.
Yeah,
have been forever.
It's just a part of their culture. It's their way. Don't try to understand it or explain it. Just accept it. What do you think? How do you think the Reds are going to do the rest of the season?
The rest of the year?
You going to make the playoffs?
I think they've got a good shot at it.
Fortunately for them, the rest of the NLC is just
a
crumbling house of sand.
This year's National League Central is last year's National League West.
I know, seriously. Whoop. And you think, you know, you watch the Reds go through these rough patches and you think, man, we're just falling out of it. And then you look at the standings and they're still second. They just keep hanging in there. of course, like, the Cardinals always bounce back at the same time the Reds do, so they could never, you know, actually make any progress on first place. But, you know, realistically, are they going to make first place anyway? It's probably all a wild card race.
Probably is, and that would be a key difference if with the Reds leading the wild card race. I mean,
that's something to think about, though, because people kind of make fun of the NLC, at least I do. But we're talking about the wild card team coming out of it. I mean, how bad can it be? How bad can it really be?
True. I think they've got a good shot at the wild card. I don't feel so good about their chances at ever reaching the Cardinals again. Yeah. I don't know why. It's just the Cardinals, well, they've won for a good long time. They kind of know how to do it. Even when you look at them and are like, they have no one in the outfield. How on earth... Or they go get Weaver, Jeff Weaver, I mean.
Yeah, seriously, what's up with that?
But it seems to work for them somehow.
Yeah, what do they have in the outfield? Is it just inertia?
I guess so. Somehow Edmonds is doing well lately, but beyond that.
Is Edmonds anything more than duct tape at this point?
Well, you'd have to peel back his half shirt to find out.
When do we play the Cardinals again, man? I miss them.
It's a long time. The schedule between the Reds sucks. And the Cardinals is sucks this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, I guess that's about all we got this week, huh?
Yep.
So after finishing up with the Brewers in Cincinnati, the Reds will hit the road for 3 games in Houston and 3 more games in Milwaukee. Ought to be some pretty good baseball. So go Reds!
Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or send an email to rhm@red-hot-mama.com.